This morning I want to consider what I might call the tension of the Advent season. Now, not the tension that we all feel because we're so busy, you know, with decorations and parties and Christmas cards and all of that, but the tension that underlies this season of Advent. A tension between judgment and grace, between repentance and redemption. It's a tension that is embodied in John the Baptist. I think one of the reasons many people, even many Christians, don't particularly like Advent is, you know, we want to rush to Christmas with its pretty calming pictures. You know, Christmas cards with the baby or Santa Claus, you know, these cute pictures, maybe a nice winter scene. John the Baptist does not make for a good Hallmark card. John was kind of wild-eyed and had a beard that looked even scragglier than this one, and he wore rough clothing and ate locusts and honey, and he was out in the desert. I think he did a lot of yelling out there, and just he was not a good, orderly Presbyterian. And he doesn't lend himself to a card or to a simple formula. He's kind of scary, kind of uncomfortable, sort of like Advent. Because Advent, like John the Baptist says, repent. You need to change. You're not as wonderful as you may sometimes think you are. Most of us don't really want to hear that message. But that's what John comes to say. You must be baptized. I'm not the Messiah. He's coming. Your salvation isn't here yet. I'm here to make sure you're ready. To remind you that you're sinners. To remind you you need to be changed. There is judgment before the Savior comes. Self-judgment. Now, this same tension is found in our God as well. In Isaiah's, the passage from Isaiah that I just read for you, this tension is evident in the way God is described. On the one hand, God is described as very powerful. The valleys will be raised up, the mountains will be flattened. In other words, God's going to make everything equal. In God's eyes, we all are equal. That can be a scary thought. God is coming to judge the world and us. But notice as well, Isaiah says, comfort. Comfort my people. You are sinners, but the penalty has been paid. And God is not just coming with judgment. God is coming to gather you into his arms like a shepherd gathering his lambs. In fact, you'll even sit on God's lap. This is the tension of Advent. The Savior's coming, but not yet, and we need to get ready. And part of this requires us to take a long, hard, truthful look at ourselves. Most of us probably don't like to do that. Because we're not always as wonderful as we want to appear. Part of sin is self-deception. You know, we humans are much better at pointing out other people's faults. You know, the speck in someone else's eye, oh, we'll take care of that log in our own eye later, or just ignore it. Pay no attention to that log in my eye. You know, it's like the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain. Self-deception. But Advent says, John the Baptist says, take a good hard look at yourself. Now that's scary and uncomfortable. And yet, again, this tension, that's not all there is to Advent. We do this in order to find peace. That's the candle we lit today. The first candle is the candle of hope. This week we light the second candle, the candle of peace. peace. How is there peace in the midst of this tension, of this looking at ourselves truthfully? Well, it's the peace of saying, I'm not a wonderful person. I try to be, I even put on the illusion sometimes. But you know what? The Savior is still coming for me. God still loves me. God is a God of judgment, but also of grace and love and mercy. And that's where we find true peace. Because it's hard to live an illusion. It can be hard to keep that facade up of I am a wonderful person when deep down we know, I'm not as good as I wish I was. And so Advent says, you know what? Tear down that wall. Get rid of the stress of trying to be something you are not. And know that God loves you just as you are. And the Savior is coming for you just as you are. Now, this is different than the peace that the world offers. Remember, Jesus is the one who said, I leave you my peace. I'm giving it to you. But I'm not giving as the world gives. The world's peace is all on the surface. The world's peace is all about appearances. The world's peace says, you know what? Just ignore that log in your eye. Sweep it under the rug. And here's another picture of Kim Kardashian. The world's peace comes from distraction. Don't notice the man behind the curtain. Don't pay too much attention to your own faults and weaknesses. God says, no. Take a hard look at yourself, prayerfully, but then know that I'm coming for you. That Christmas is for you. The Savior is for you. The hope of Advent is a Savior is coming soon. The peace of Advent is a Savior is coming for you. Despite your sins, because of your sins. The whole point of Advent is to recognize why we need a Savior. Because if we don't pause to reflect on why we need a Savior and that we can't save ourselves, how can we celebrate when the Savior comes? So Advent says it's uncomfortable, it's difficult, but know that you need repentance and change. But also know that's exactly the reason we are going to be celebrating Christmas in a few weeks. There's a tension there, but it's also the only way to find true peace, the peace of Advent. Amen.